The post-match interview.
Got to go to the end of the rooms. Benny Hilly is waiting patiently with one of the victorious Cats. Hilly, who you got?
We've got Graham Myers joining us, and congratulations on the big win today.
Yeah, thank you. It was a hard-fought game, but awesome to get over the top.
Must feel good to bounce back from last week's defeat.
Yeah, that was kind of the key to us this week, and our focus was really just not as such bounce back, but it's back to playing the football we want to play, and that's, I think, what we did from after 10 minutes onwards.
Grind kinging up in the K-Rock box along with Benny Cass, Neildy, Lee Brown and Bucky. Well done on your performance again. A couple of nice goals as well. The two goals, though, that you kicked in that third quarter, it appeared the ball seemed to be in somebody else's hands and you're like a thief in the night out of there with a blink of an eye.
Yeah. They just sat for me. I think they hovered in the air a bit, so he got sucked in, and that gave me some space.
You get challenged early and at quarter time. Talk to us about the message from Chris Scott. You find yourself, I think, about 9 points down, and then you find yourself 20 points down early in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's just back to really our game plan, and we go away from it sometimes, which every football club would. And we didn't do that last week. In the first 10 minutes, we weren't really at our best either. We were a bit flat, and we just needed to, as forwards, bring the energy, and that starts with us, and then the mids can contribute in that way as well. And they started winning the stoppages, and then, yeah, it went from there.
Grant, it's Ben Cass. How did you approach this week? You're still a very young player, and the position you play also lends itself to some inconsistency. You had a relatively quiet one last week. How did you sort of approach this week?
Yeah, for sure. But just like every other week, like I approached last week the same, and I just, yeah, didn't play as well or get the opportunities as well as I could and take them. Do what I know, and yeah, same routine every week. Nothing too hard, nothing too difficult, and just going to every game pretty fresh and feeling good.
Watching movies with Ross Crichton, is that part of the preparation?
He may always have the footy on. There'll be no movies with Ross.
Yeah, no doubt. We looked up at, I think it was close to three-quarter time, might have even been in the last quarter, and they were showing the GPS readings of the players, and you were basically a kilometre ahead of the next best player, which I think was Rory Sloan from the Adelaide Crows. Did you notice yourself that you're doing massive kilometres? Do you feel it? Do you know when you're sort of moving well and you're up and about in terms of those numbers?
Yeah, most games I'm up there in distance, but I don't have the speed really, so that's where I need to make up for it with just hard work and trying to read the game and get to the spot. So if I catch myself out into a bad position, just recovering and getting back to the contest and trying to be as much contest as possible.
We're in the fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We're speaking with Grind Myers. He's Mark Neild.
Grind, well done tonight. I thought you played a terrific game. Mate, before the game, we spoke to Corey Enright, and he mentioned that he felt during the week there was a fair bit of learning to come out of last week's game against Port. What did you learn from your trip over there and what transpired on the ground?
Yeah, 100%. That's like those kind of games that you don't want them, but sometimes you need them, and you learn a lot from them. I got to figure out how to impact when the game's not coming my way, and last week was that. And you got to watch a lot of vision and just get back to the basics and how I can impact. Where do I go when the game's not going our way and our way as forwards?
Brian, Lee Brown, well done on your game and the win as a club tonight. Did it help you having a role? It looked like you spent some time on Laird. He's obviously got Brody Smith down there as well, a couple of dangerous halfbacks. Did it help having him as a starting point that allowed you to get into the contest?
Yeah, for sure. He's a fantastic player, and even like he'll take me to the go away, Gaz. he'll take me to some good spots, so I can sometimes read off him and then try to keep him away from the ball, because when he gets the ball in hands, he's very dangerous. So I just really playing my role for the team in that regard.
Talk to us. You just said go away, Gaz. Talk to us about your relationship with, you know, some of those experienced players. You know, they've been around a long time. They've got a lot of knowledge. What are some of the things that you've been able to learn off these guys over your 18 months at a footy club?
Each forward and each midfield, every player really, you learn so much off without them even knowing. Sometimes they teach you by mouth, sometimes they show you, but then sometimes you just watch them and you can learn off them in that way. Gaz is one of them where I do talk to him a fair bit, but just watching him and what he's done in the past, you just got to watch and learn yourself, and I can read off and take little things to help my game from him.
What's on for the rest of the weekend, Grind?
I'll try and get down to Grovedale tomorrow, and I'm coaching Grovedale under 17s on Sunday, so hopefully we get another win.
And how are the under 17s at Grovedale going?
Undefeated, so look out.
Oh, goodness me.
Look out. Are you in Division 1, Grind?
Yes, we are.
Good work. Gee, I'll tell you what, look, it'll be very hard to probably sneak you into the side, lodge a clearance tonight and play tomorrow, but the senior Tigers could do with you against Newtown and Chilwell tomorrow.
They'll be right.
In terms of, you know, keeping your, I suppose, feet on the ground, and, you know, you're a grounded kid, and I've known you for a while, and, you know, 12 wins, 2 losses, you're going to play finals now. I think one more win just about will make you a lock for that. But, you know, you'll get so many people around town patting you on the back and saying, oh, mate, you're flying, and, gee, you know, wouldn't it be great to play in a premiership? How do you deal with, I suppose, all the pats on the back and the congratulations that are coming your way?
I try to not really think of... I do think of football, but I try not to get caught up in it when I'm away from the club. When I'm at the club, I think of it a lot, and especially at the club, like people like Joel, who have been in these positions before and sometimes won it and sometimes he hasn't. So, like, he keeps you grounded, that's for sure. And I just got to, yeah, focus on what I got each week, because my career could only be this season. You never know what can happen. So I just got to make the most of each game and each chance I get.
And I think we've spoken to you since you re-signed with the club a couple of weeks back as well. How good to have that security for another 2 years.
Yeah, stoked for that. Happy to be here for another 2 years for sure.
Did you go and purchase something, get yourself a little Lamborghini or something, Brian?
Yeah, pink.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
just a soft top.
Look at that around town and you'll see me in it.
Perfect.
So, Grove, you've got to love this too. So the team you're assistant coach of, the local footy clubs have the want to name their teams after club legends or those have gone and played at the highest level. Grime's actually assistant coach of a team called Grovedale Myers.
Fantastic.
Who have got 8 wins and a draw, and in 9 games have only conceded 61 points.
Yes, we're going well.
You're not the back line. You're obviously not the back line coach.
Midfield, actually. Trying to run the midfield, but all over, I guess.
Percentage of 822.95.
Yeah, we're going all right. You're
taking the Mickey grind. Hey, mate, we're loving your journey. It's so much fun to watch, and you've really come out of the box this year. We're enjoying it immensely. Well done. Congratulations. Look forward to seeing you at Marvel Stadium next Saturday night.
Thanks, guys.
Brian Myers joining us down in the victorious Geelong rooms, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes.
The post-match interview.